Thank you
Like
for
the
calling
support
customer
period.
support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Catherine Wakefield. I'm with US Eagle Federal Credit Union. We're gonna need I have some people in my office and they need to know what this place is all about because their account's been hit 4 times from a company from this phone number. I'm gonna put you on speaker, okay? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. And we are a third-party call center which service several products such as keto, CBD oil. We do service hundreds of products. And can we get started by getting their zip code?
The zip code?
87109.
Thank you. 87109.
Can you state your name?
I'm sorry?
Can you state their name?
Your name? Marnie, Marnie. Last name? Greg, Gregg.
And can you verify your address?
5925 Knollwood Drive, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
And do you recall on December the 7th paying the shipping and handling for the free foot massager?
Yeah, but I didn't sign up for something after that, and I haven't, I'm so pissed now. I never agreed to sign up for anything ongoing with that.
Yes, ma'am. As it stated in the terms and conditions, that foot massager was a welcoming gift for joining the factory at Direct Savings Store. And the membership fee for that store is $49.99. And each month you are enrolled, you will receive a $125 gift card.
I never received anything. I never signed up. I never agreed. You need to cancel me right now.
Bear me one moment while I get your account canceled where you're not getting billed any further.
That stupid little flat thing that was supposed to be free.
What the?
That this. I'll say I'm going to get one. That is freaking fraud. I took a survey and I was supposed to get that free. Yep. Never again. Keep my name with them,
Yes, ma'am, I did get that account canceled for you.
And we will be getting that money back, correct?
I can get you refunded 100% of that latest charge.
So, what I'm telling you is I never signed up for anything. That was, none of this information on whatever it is that you do was given to me. I haven't received anything else. I'm not paying for this. You need to take all charges off. No, he said the late-in charge. That's that $7 fee.
No, ma'am, that's the $56.95.
Okay. For both months? For January and February?
For February, ma'am. And that refund will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Can you give me a total of what you're refunding me, please?
$56.95.
What about the charge for February and January? I want those back as well.
You were refunded the charge in February, ma'am. That's the charge I'm speaking of.
Okay. How many charges were there?
Three.
There were three. Did you have the total on there by chance? I'm not paying for something I didn't agree to sign up for.
Yes, ma'am, and that latest charge is the only one I can get you refunded, ma'am, because you made that purchase for that foot massager. And I do apologize for that misunderstanding.
Okay.
Do you have the company's itself information?
Pardon me?
Do you have a way to get a hold of the company itself? Because you said you're third party.
We are the company. That's the name of our company. We are a third-party call center.
Uh-huh. So do you have the actual company's information?
Information as in what, ma'am?
Like, they're...
For the foot massager?
For the company that you said you're third party for, your third-party call center. So you're a third-party call center for a company. Do you
yes.
have any information for that company?
We don't give out our name due to security reasons, ma'am.
Oh, I'm not asking for your guys' name. I'm asking for the company of the foot massager. What
yes.
company is that?
We don't give out our company name due to security reasons.
Okay. So you guys are allowed to make charges, but they don't know who they're paying?
We are a third-party call center.
No, I get that. I get that. I don't want your information. So the company that owns that foot massager... What is that company's name?
A third-party call center.
So the people that they're paying is called a third-party call center?
Yes, ma'am. That's how we are addressed.
Okay. So, do you have, like, a manager that they can talk to? Because, I mean, that's kind of fishy that we can't even figure out who is actually putting the charges on the account.
Yes, ma'am, and we all do follow the same protocol, and I am more than capable enough of taking this call right now. And it stated in the terms and conditions before she made that purchase that it was going to enroll her into that factory direct savings store.
No, it's nothing more that we can do.
I'm positive that it was in that terms and conditions, ma'am.
Just refund the money. Get out of here.
And that lady charge is the only thing I can get you refunded.
Get the refund and cancel anything we have going.
And your account is canceled.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Yeah, I'm gonna sleep at night.
Pardon me?
Nothing.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
$29.90. They charged me $50.